my father and I planted these trees, and there are several varieties here. We have the grapefruit, the Hamlin orange, sunburst tangerines, and navel oranges. And a lot of people drive up and buy their fruit once a week or every other week or whatever. A lot of it we pack and ship. And UPS sends a little brown truck once a day over here and pick it up, and away it goes. We go a little crazy. I shouldn't be standing here talking to you right now.
What happens?
Well, several hundred people will come by here and say, I want a carton of fruit shipped to the Bronx in New York City, and I want it to go the 22nd. I want it to arrive there the 22nd and 23rd of December. That might be several hundred cartons all have to go out at once. And at that point, the UPS stops sending one little brown truck a day, and they bring a great big rider truck to haul it. And then they go, oh, no, look at all those cartons all over the front porch lined up out there in our house where you saw the house.
What percentage of your business comes from the holiday season?
Maybe 80%.
Is it a flurry of work for you guys? Like, is it around the clock working?
This woman here lives across the street. These are all my neighbors, all these women. I don't want just one person working out here. We had three work out here in this area all the time on the street corner. We call it the corner. And then Mary Lou harvests the fruit and keeps them supplied with fruit.
Is it like around the clock trying to keep up with the demand during the holiday season?
The days can be long, long days. You know, we start like at 8 in the morning and we work until 5. It's getting dark then. See these trailers here in that tractor? We put them in. At the end of the day, we take the trailers down, all of them, and restock them and back them in the barn for the night. And then in the morning, we just drag them out here and move them out here. So we can set up in about 5 minutes.
In what way is an orange kind of Christmassy to a Floridian? For people who live outside of the state who aren't aware, you know, what does an orange mean to a Floridian during the Christmas season?
My father said when he was a little boy, growing up in Wytheville, Virginia, that the prize that they always looked for in their stocking on Christmas morning was an orange. And it had to come from Florida in those days. So to a lot of Northerners, I think, the orange has some Christmas meaning to it. Because that's what they used to get in their stocking. It was something to be looked forward to, I guess. The others, just like, I don't know, it's a seasonal thing. They ripen and mature November, December, January, and February. And that's when they come on the market. And we're very fortunate we beat California to the market. They miss the Christmas winter. Their navels will not ripen good until February, March, or April. So we have been blessed hitting that Christmas window.